Thank you, Your Honor. My name is Gabe Galloway. I represent Danny Orr. May it please the court and counsel. I'm not going to go through the facts of this case. I know you've read the briefs, and this is a gross-out case, and I don't feel any need to gross out the gallery. I've only raised one argument here, but I'm sure you're going to have a lot of good questions. We should probably start with a dispute about the standard of review that's in the briefs. I thought that, or when I read through the record, it looked to me that like trial counsel had raised an entrapment argument because he pursued a line of questioning during the trial with the officer that was about, you know, entrapment facts. That's at pages 177 to 200 of the trial transcript.
Mr. Galloway.
Yes.
How can there be entrapment when Orr first proposed the sexual activity with the children and continue to pursue those goals throughout the time period? How is it inconsistent with that goal to propose the weekend alone with the mother first?
Well, I know these facts are bad facts, and I don't take the cases.
I mean, my heart really sort of goes out to you, sir.
Well, thank you. I guess one position I can take is that when he was talking about this stuff with who he thought was Jennifer Spaden, I think is the name.
Right.
I'd like to argue, and I know it's a hard argument to make, but I'd like to argue that that was kind of internet chat room dirty talk, and it wasn't really making plans for a real rendezvous.
With tickets and...
Yeah, no, well, what I'm saying, yes, and that's where it changes, but I'm saying... You know, this long narrative with all these disgusting facts, that I would like to characterize as...
puffery?
Did you say puffery?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'd like to think about what the norms are like in an internet chat room for sexual fetishes. It's...
That's an argument about you know, guilt and so on. I don't know what it has to do with entrapment.
Okay.
Also, there's no entrapment. Entrapment was never raised in the district court.
Right. That's what I wanted. That's what I started talking about. But
it's a big embarrassment for you.
Well,
no argument, man.
Well, right. In fact, there was there was a motion made for acquittal. The trial counsel waived argument. I guess I'd like to say that when you're a criminal defense attorney at a trial, and you make a motion like that, sometimes people say they're waiving argument. They're not waiving. They're not saying they're not making any argument.
He didn't make any entrapment argument.
Well, I guess what I know this is not an easy position to defend, Judge Posner.
It's ridiculous,
but, well,
actually.
I don't think
it's an Anders case.
Judge Posner, the reason why I didn't file an Anders brief in this case, and I'm not shy about filing Anders briefs. I file a lot of them in this court. But the reason why I didn't file one here is because I think that you can at least make the argument that the district judge knew that trial counsel was pursuing an entrapment argument because he made this line of questioning on those pages I referred to. And then when, you know, he made the motion for acquittal, among the reasons for that motion...
Did you mention the word entrapment?
No. And that, I actually did. I pulled up my PDFs of the file transcript yesterday when I was writing out my notes. And my least favorite thing about this whole case is that the only person who used the word entrapment was counsel for the government in his closing argument, where he felt the need to... make it clear to the jury that he didn't think these facts were like entrapment. I really wish trial counsel for my client would have said the word entrapment.
Let's assume he did ask for an entrapment instruction. You know, this argument that this was puffery, okay, so maybe if we gave you that on some of the initial conversations, but then Orr decides to send the child pornography to Spaden, right?
Right.
It wasn't Spaden that said, why don't you send me, I'm trying to figure out whether you're like serious or not, send me something. He's the one that sends it. So, I mean, even if we give you that puffery, I mean, you're dead meat when you get to that. Then all the other things are just stacked. I mean, I just don't see how he could be considered an unwary innocent.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the
end
of that.
I don't see how he can be considered an unwary innocent.
Your point is well taken. I think that, you know, the entrapment, I mean, it's damaging that he has this child pornography. It's even more damaging that he sends it to a police officer by email. But the criminal act he's being prosecuted for here is buying the rail tickets. And I don't think sending the pornography shows that he wants to buy rail tickets.
But entrapment means taking someone who doesn't have a propensity mm-hmm. to commit a particular crime
right.
and creating, you know, irresistible temptations. So he does it. You know, you offer someone $1 million to steal a bicycle. He'd never, you know, dream of doing that. But, what, $1 million, you're not going to. But here, there's no suggestion that he doesn't have a propensity to have sex with these infants, right? It seems as if he does, but there's certainly not, whether he does or not, there's nothing to suggest that he didn't, and the police were worried that he didn't really want to do this, so they had to offer him some tremendous inducements, which, of course, they didn't do. They didn't offer him any inducements.
No, but the inducements don't have to just be money or things like that. I mean,
okay, fine. But what did they offer in the way of inducements?
This is the only thing there is in this case about inducement that I see.
But then I don't understand how you show that he didn't have a propensity.
Well, I haven't finished my statement. After he says, I don't know about this, it's all up to you, I'm only interested in meeting you, not the girls. The officer says a couple or two or three small things like, I really don't have a lot of money here, you know, sort of I need help kind of things. I thought I could trust you. We have this bond of trust. That's all, Judge Posner. That's all I can give you on that. And I know it's not a lot. It's just enough not to file an Andrews brief, in my view. But I mean, that's what I have for you on that. So are there any other questions?
No.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Galloway. And
thank you very much.
Mr. Hartzler?
Thank you again. Joe Hartzler for the United States. Your Honor, I just want to address one issue, and I'm not raising an argument on the issue, but I think both parties are wrong about the standard of review. The defense says that it should be a de novo standard, and we said plain error. I did not find any recent cases out of this court in which an affirmative defense was raised on appeal and was not raised below. I understood the possibility that the argument was that this instruction was not given, but even there, an instruction was not requested. So I would hope that this case would not serve to establish some precedent that plain error standard is appropriate when a defendant does not raise an affirmative defense until the appeal. I would think that that would be a situation where a waiver may be appropriate. If there are no further questions, I will yield the rest of my time back to the court.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Hartzler. Mr. Galloway, do you have anything further? Okay, well, thank you for accepting the appointment and your efforts on behalf of your client.